2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, also known by its acronym REGI, includes all the New England states plus New York, Maryland, and Delaware in a cap-and-trade program to reduce carbon emissions region-wide and raise money from the sale of pollution permits to fund green energy projects. The concept is that the cap on allowable emissions progressively decreases, thus reducing pollution. But critics say the problem with this and similar cap-and-trade programs is those very pollution permits, which allow companies to continue pouring both climate and ground-level pollution into the air, are mostly located in communities that are already heavily burdened by such pollution and are often low-income communities of color. Now an organization wants to use the program review process of REGI to push for including protections for these communities and to prioritize the funds raised to clean up the worst pollution, giving these communities a say in how the funds are spent. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Caitlin Parody, communications director with the group Toxics Action Center, who explains how a coalition of groups is working to make sure these climate justice initiatives are incorporated into the REGI process going forward.
This issue of fossil fuel pollution and climate change has really become a very important part of our work because of the experiences that frontline communities are having. And right now, REGI is actually going through a program review. And so we have been involved in forming a loose coalition to really take advantage of this moment and campaign to make sure that as the program evolves, we see really tough limits on pollution and that we see low-income communities, communities of color, and communities where fossil fuel infrastructure or environmental injustice have been concentrated, that they really have a say in what REGI looks like and how it's implemented and that they benefit from the program. And I think it's part of, you know, what that speaks to is this question of, okay, so you're driving down overall carbon pollution through REGI, that's great, but do we have local hotspots where maybe actually you have a lot of companies that are buying these permits instead of cleaning up their act in particular communities? And so one of the things that we really want to make sure is that that concern is really honored and heard, and that as we go through this program review, an environmental justice analysis that includes, you know, analyzing proximity and cumulative impacts is part of the program review so that we can really make sure that, in fact, marginalized communities are benefiting from the program and not seeing any increase in localized emissions.
Caitlin Parody, I live in Connecticut, and we still have one coal-burning power plant left in Bridgeport, which the company is planning to replace in a few years with a gas-burning plant.
We have a long history of working in Bridgeport to help shut down Bridgeport Harbor Station. One of the asks that this loose coalition of groups is making is really that we set a stringent cap, overall cap on pollution. The specific ask is to set a cap that goes down 5% from 2020 levels every year through 2030. And one of the things that a strong cap like that can do is really help make sure that coal-fired power plants can't stay open, or in particular that they won't be refired with gas. And so it helps send this market signal that fossil fuel, you know, isn't the way to go, and also does kind of deal with this transition question where we don't see some of these coal-fired power plants that are going offline all over New England refired with gas. And then the other piece of this that I think is just so critical and really like where a lot of our involvement stems from is that we really want to make sure that the REGI process is accessible to frontline communities and communities that, like the community near the Bridgeport plant, that have just faced so much environmental injustice and lived with these smokestacks for years, so that they have a say both in how it's implemented and how its proceeds are distributed, and so that they're given assurance that a plant like Bridgeport isn't going to be more likely to stay open, isn't going to be able to buy all these permits or be refired with gas, you know, whatever it might be, that they have some assurances that they're going to have less pollution in their community because of REGI. And then we also ask that the money made through REGI, it should be heavily invested in communities that have dealt with the harmful health effects of fossil fuel power generation, again, like Bridgeport, and in programs that are really going to deliver benefits there.
I've talked to a lot of groups who are opposed to cap and trade, just opposed. Do you think your efforts are like putting lipstick on a pig and that maybe it would be better to just oppose that system of pollution permits altogether and insist on, say, a straight-up carbon tax or carbon fee and dividend?
You know, I think that that's a totally valid critique, and there certainly are a lot of groups out there that are concerned that any trading program that allows polluters to buy permission to pollute is the status quo and is going to disproportionately harm low-income communities, communities of color, and the most vulnerable among us. So, you know, we do need a full paradigm shift. And right now we also have a real opportunity with the REGI program update to make incremental change and get us closer to the world that we want to see.
That was Caitlin Parody, Communications Director with the Toxics Action Center. Learn more about the effort to incorporate climate justice mandates into the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.